Hi, it's Phil Henry with another episode of our classic podcast. This is episode 415 featuring the ever cantankerous Korean War veteran Lloyd Bonafide, who in this episode from December of 2001 says that SUV drivers and what he calls soccer whores are treasonous for consuming Middle East oil, so he's siphoning gas. By the way, while he's doing that, a kid rides by on a bicycle and says, quote, "Suck it, old man," end quote, and you can well imagine what happens after that. Let's listen to December of 2001 when Lloyd Bonafide was on talking about those treasonous SUV drivers. It's episode 415 of our classic podcast.
In the 50s, right?
Early 50s.
Go ahead. And you'll excuse me, folks, I'm just talking to this gentleman off the air. Your name is Lloyd, right?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Lloyd.
Let me tell you something. I'm a Korean War veteran. I saw the Bin Laden tape, as did a lot of Americans. And I would say to you, sir, that I think this man is the worst piece of scum that anybody could ever imagine.
But the point you were making with me about the SUVs.
The SUVs that are being driven by Americans right now that are utilizing enormous amounts of Arab oil to keep going, I believe it is a treasonous act to be driving these right now.
Are you calling the people who drive SUVs traitors?
Sir, I don't believe that they intentionally are traitors. I think that it is treasonous, though, to be driving these SUVs. And what I did outside the Cashman Mall was a statement, if you will, of a Korean War veteran. I fought for this country, and I don't want to see this country beholden to Arab oil.
You were siphoning gas.
Yes, sir, I was.
What time of night was it?
It was about 7, 8 o'clock. I don't care if anyone sees me. I saw an SUV. It was a big black, I don't know what kind it was, but it was
a sports utility vehicle, right?
Yes, sir. With their four-wheel drive, yes, sir.
And what did you do?
What I told you, I went over with a length of hose and I siphoned gas from as much as I could from it as a statement. And a group of teenagers drove by, and one of the kids rolls the window down, and he sees me with a hose in my mouth, and he says, "Suck it, old man." And I yelled back, "You better believe I'll suck it." And I don't care what anyone thinks. You see?
Well, all right, look, what you're doing with your anger about SUVs and the big gasoline bills that people pay, I guess this is going to make you mad. My wife drives an SUV.
Well, sir, that's something you got to live with.
But it's a treasonous act for us to be driving this SUV?
Let me explain something to you, friend. Everybody that drives a sport utility the big gas-guzzling vehicles are spending money on Arab oil. Now, let me tell you where this Bin Laden's from. You know where he's from?
Saudi Arabia.
Bingo. Give the man a cigar. He's from Saudi Arabia. And every time you put money into gasoline, you're giving money to Osama bin Laden.
Well, you know, there are people who drive the big SUVs because we become accustomed to having the endless supply of gasoline, and there are people that drive the big motorhomes.
No, I've seen the motorhomes, yeah.
Because we've, you know, become accustomed to this. Calling it a treasonous act. Okay?
Well, you know something, Mr. Henry, if it was a year ago, I might have said different. Everybody knows. Right now, you turn on the TV set and you see this bin Laden scum talking about thinking it's funny what he did to those people in New York. And yet we still climb into the neighbor of mine has the escapade. The escapade.
I don't know what that is.
That's large escapade.
Is it? What is it, the Escalade?
I don't know what it is. It's it's an escapade,
It's an SUV. It's called an Escalade. It's a Cadillac.
I don't know what it is. It's a big, ugly, rolling horror story, and he drives this thing as if he owns the world. So,
well, if you're out siphoning gasoline and you consider people who have SUVs to be traitors.
Let me tell you something. If I see one more of these soccer whores, and I don't mean to say whores, sir, but...
That is a real... You may be talking about some of our wives and mothers, all right?
Well, they're driving these kids to the soccer pitch in one of these dingoes, or the huge Durango. I'm going to throw up. Now,
what about all the people your age who drive the Winnebagos, the motorhomes?
Oh, yeah, all of those people. I have a Winnebago that I drive, but I do that because I'm a Korean War veteran. I fought for this country.
Oh, but anybody that was not a veteran can't drive one of those?
Huh?
You have a Winnebago.
That's correct.
What about all the other people that have Winnebagos?
If they're veterans, I can understand that they have a right. If they're not a veteran, they have no right. Now, I was sitting over here at the Denny's on Huntington Drive, and I seen this guy pull into the lot in one of these escapades, or the one that you were talking about.
The Escalade, yeah.
And I saw him pull in, and I could see the silhouette of his brats in the back seat, and I'll tell you, I squeezed the coffee cup so hard, I broke the handle, and I busted the cup in half.
That's angry.
You better believe that's angry. I paid for that oil with my blood in the Korean War, and I will not have Osama bin Laden or any of his cronies make a mockery of the U.S. military.
Hold on for a minute there, pal, okay?
Huh?
Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. This guy's a pretty far-out old man. He's going around town siphoning gas out of any SUV that he sees because he says using an SUV is tantamount to a traitorous act. It uses so much gas, it requires an enormous amount of Arabian oil output, and therefore we are, funneling money to the very peninsula where Osama bin Laden is from. And not only is he siphoning the gas, he believes that anybody that drives a Winnebago, anybody that drives one of those, those large RVs, they're also guilty of a treasonous act. Unless, of course, you're a veteran. And then you get to drive the car anywhere, you drive an SUV anywhere you want. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. And your name is Lloyd, right, sir?
Yeah, Phil. My name is Lloyd Bonafide. It was the United States Navy in the early 50s.
Yeah, okay, I got that. 1-800-449-8686. So anybody that uses a large vehicle that guzzles gas is a traitor.
That is correct.
Including including people who use Winnebagos, retired people.
Now, hold on. I said this is something that I know. I'm a retired person. I'm a veteran. I fought for this country, so we have the right to own a Winnebago. We have the chieftain. We've got 3,500 miles on it, and it's a 2000.
But you said only retired people with service records.
That is absolutely GD correct. I got a guy that lives across the street from me, and he was a slacker during the Korean War. Didn't sign what everybody else was. Now he's pulling down around $500,000 from his stocks in retirement. He's got the 2002 Adventurer, which is a pretty good buy. I know I priced it over Duke's RV sales. And I went,
well, never mind about the pricing, okay?
Well, I went over there, and I said, Johnny, you pissed me off. You're a traitor to everything we hold dear. You didn't fight in Korea. You have a motorhome that sucks gas like there's no tomorrow. You're just like these yuppies, these baby boomer yuppies who fell between the cracks. I told him he's got to get rid of it, or I could get a group of veterans together, and we'll pay him a visit. Because I'm tired of the Ben Laden.
What is his name again?
This is my next-door neighbor, Charlie.
No, the guy in Afghanistan.
Osama bin Laden.
Bin Laden. All right. 1-800-449-8686.
Yeah, Phil, these yuppies with their big black STDs are showing their disrespect for my country. I fought for the country.
I understand you fought for the country, but to say that because you fought for the country, you're the only guy that gets to drive an SUV, you're the only guy that gets to drive a Winnebago, what is it, a chieftain, and everybody else is a traitor. 1-800-449-8686. But how much oil that we use in America comes from the Middle East? How much of it comes from Saudi Arabia? How much of it comes from California? How much of it comes from Texas? You know what I'm saying? How much is from Alaska? So if you're driving around an SUV, are we sure that it's all coming from Saudi Arabia? Did you think of that, sir? Sir, did you think of that?
What?
Did you think that maybe a lot of the oil we use in this country comes from California and Alaska?
Oh, that's a lot of propaganda in the newspaper. All the oil we use comes from the Saudis. And you dirty, stinking traitors will use them.
Yeah, well, you're using it too. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Bill Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I said, hey, you, and he was driving a mobile truck, right?
Yeah, right. Hold on. Phil Henry Show back with Lloyd. He's a Korean War vet who believes it's traitorous to buy gasoline for SUVs because you're using more Arab oil. Go ahead.
And I said, hey, and he was driving a mobile truck.
Right.
And I said, you, hey, you. And he turns around looking stupid, and I says, that gasoline you got in that truck, where's the oil come from that was made from? And, of course, he looks real stupid, and he doesn't. He looks at me like I come from another planet. And I said to you, where does the oil come from? And you want to know something, Phil? That stupid son of a bee didn't have any idea where the oil come from. And I told him, I says, it comes from Arabia. Now, I went into the...
Well, yeah, but that's not all. You went to that gas station attendant, you grabbed him by the shirt, and you told, and you asked him, where's the oil come from? And you said to him, if you don't say Alaska, I'm going to kick your ass.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, how do you know he's telling you the truth if you're threatening to kick his ass? Maybe it comes from Saudi Arabia, and he told you it came from Alaska, so you wouldn't kick his ass.
And maybe he told me the truth, too. You don't know.
Well, sure. You got a handful of a guy's shirt. Dean, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
All right. Stealing is wrong in the United States of America. And whatever your feelings are totally ridiculous. So, we produce oil. We produce oil. We produce gasoline. We buy it cheaper abroad because that makes it better for the Americans. And, we have a lot of laws here. You are not allowed to steal people's gasoline because they drive around in a vehicle
what
that they work their ass
drive?
Off.
What kind of car do you drive?
I drive a Chevy Silverado.
Oh, you're driving one of those gas guzzlers, huh?
You know what? I'm a construction worker. I need that damn vehicle.
Wait a second. You could get a Ford Ranger or something.
A Ford Ranger. Those things are tiny. Guys hauling around, what are you hauling around? Lumber and tool chests and everything else, right?
I haul around 2,000-pound transformers and copper wire and everything
else. So the next time Bin Laden buys himself a brand-new gold toilet seat, he got it courtesy of you because you're buying all of his oil.
No, I think you should be arrested from stealing American hard-earned money, gasoline, out of people that work their tails off to buy these nice vehicles for their family to take them to Disney World.
You know something, Dean? There's a certain smell that comes from the tailpipe of a Silverado. You know what it is? The smell of dirty Arab oil.
You're a real butthead.
I'm a butthhead.
This is a free country.
We're allowed
to work our tails off and buy the kind of vehicles that we want. And just because you're a vet, you think you could buy a big mobile home and eat up all the gasoline in the world because you're a vet. I worked my ass off, and I drive around in a truck to get 11 miles to the gallon to do my job, plus...
you want to give another Saudi sheik? You want to give another Kuwait sheik another Mercedes Benz? Be my guest.
Hey, that's up to our government where we get our oil from. That is not up to you and me and the public people.
That's right. You're siphoning gas. That's thievery.
I'm a veteran of the United States Navy. I fought for this country, and if anybody and those kids telling me to suck it,
well, you're looking at them with a hose sticking out of your mouth.
Yeah. So what?
So what? Look, the kid said suck it. He was insulting you. He wasn't being your friend.
No, he wasn't. No.
All right. Look, Dean, thank you for your call. 1-800. Okay. You understand? Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Do you understand what we mean?
Sir, I don't need to be lectured by it.
Well, I'm sorry, but do you understand?
I don't need to be lectured by the likes of you. And I listen to your program. I appreciate it. But you're a yuppie. You got these yuppie instincts. You got your little yuppie kids, and you drive your SUV, as you yourself admitted to not 15 minutes ago on your nationally syndicated show, sir. And I would say, with all due respect to you, there's 3 million American veterans who wouldn't mind sticking a hose in their mouth and siphon a little more gas on behalf of the U.S. Taxpayer.
So you're speaking for veterans?
Yeah, I speak for veterans. Yes, sir, I do.
Well, I think that's biting off, or should I say siphoning off, a little more than...
That's great.
Well, it is. I don't think you can make that claim. 1-800-449-8686. Jay, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
You think that oil ain't Arab? Why don't you see if my Bic lighter can tell the difference?
Okay, Lloyd, I'm a veteran of 20 years in the military.
God bless you, sir.
And I drive an SUV. I choose to drive an SUV.
Why?
You are, quite honest, representing the military very well.
First of all, I don't mind you driving one. You're a veteran.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Only veterans get to drive SUVs.
We paid for that oil with our blood.
Well, I didn't pay for it with my blood, thank God. But
I was in the Navy.
Lloyd.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me talk.
I was in the Navy.
You were in the Navy in Korea. Go ahead, Jay.
There are an awful lot of people that work for the government, for example, that aren't veterans, but they serve their country well. Just like the construction worker that just talked to you.
Work for the government? Well. Ha, 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 ha. Who works for the government that serves their country? Clinton and his group?
Clinton? He ain't even president anymore.
Where did he even come into this story?
Well,
what about all the federal workers? You know,
what, you mean like the post office guys that deliver the mail late?
There's a couple for you right there.
Yeah, and die from anthrax?
Well, they shouldn't be opening the mail. It's to see what's in it.
They didn't open the mail to see what was in it.
Are you all there? I mean, let's face it. You're out there creating dissension. You're out there. You're traitorous to your organization, which you claim was the military.
General MacArthur said, damn the ammunition and full speed ahead.
William Farragut.
Huh?
That was William Farragut, not General MacArthur.
Well, mister, I think you need to check your facts.
No, he's right. It was an admiral. It was a Civil War admiral, wasn't it, Jay?
It was William Farragut.
William Farragut.
General MacArthur was not a Civil War admiral, you dumbass. He didn't say General MacArthur was the Allied Supreme.
General MacArthur, we know, wasn't a Civil War admiral. He was the Allied Supreme guy in the Pacific, right?
Yes, he was.
The Allied Supreme guy. He was the Allied Supreme leader in the Pacific. And he said, damn the... I don't know.
No, Lloyd, he didn't say it.
All right. Thank you for your call. I think the gentleman makes a point. That's a veteran, by the way, who doesn't agree with you, okay?
The Arabs send that gas over like a giant toxic turd. And we grind it up and use it. Now, I got to do something about this Bin Laden guy. He's pissing me off. Every time I see that videotape, I want to beat up on something. I have a next-door neighbor of mine. 10 years I've known this family. They're Arabs. They come over here from Syria. Nice family. And I asked him. I said, this Bin Laden has made me so angry. I am asking you nicely. Can I take a baseball bat and go into your living room and destroy something?
Why?
Huh?
Why? Why would you want to do that?
Because I need to take it out on some Arab somewhere. And I just...
Well, I can understand you're angry.
You don't understand anything.
You want to take a baseball bat to the guy's furniture, is that it? That's how pissed off you are? There's a whole lot of people that are very angry about all of this stuff, and they don't want to go out and destroy things. Okay, and...
Well, our siphoning gas isn't violent.
1-800-449-8686. Frank on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I just want to say those freedoms that the Navy and the Army and the Air Force go to protect, this guy is going against. The oath that he took to protect the United States citizens, he's the kind of guy we need protection from.
What are you doing driving around an SUV when all of the oil comes from Arabia?
I paid for it.
Well,
it's mine.
You paid an Arab for it.
No.
This is what this is about. He's got an anti-Arab thing. He's got an anti-Arab thing going.
It doesn't matter.
That's right. I don't like them. I don't like the Arabs and what they're doing.
That's fine. You don't have to.
But you like them?
The thing that you have to understand is the country that you swore to protect embraces everybody.
Maybe you should go with that John Walker and fight with the Taliban.
The country that you swore to protect embraces
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
And that's what I said.
Tell the audience what you said.
I saw this woman drive an SUV over there under the mall parking lot, and the little kid got out, and I'm not proud of it, but I felt so angry and betrayed that she's buying this Arab oil. And
we're all buying Arab oil. We're all putting Arab oil into our cars. You put Arab oil into your car. You put Arab oil.
Well, I'm not putting Arab oil unnecessarily into my car, is what these SUVs do.
What'd you say to this kid?
I said to that kid, your mommy's in love with Bin Laden. Because
you said to a little boy that his mother was in love with Bin Laden because she was driving a Lincoln Navigator.
You better believe it. Because driving that Lincoln Navigator means she's putting money into the Arab country, and Bin Laden goes to live there. So she must want him to live good.
That's about as twisted and messed up logic as I've ever heard in my life.
Well, let me tell you this much. We've got a trip.
I mean, in my life, to say your mommy loves Bin Laden.
I told him his mother was in love with Bin Laden. Let me tell you something. We're on our way to New England this fall to this spring, to see the leaves come back in New England.
Whatever.
Well, we'd like to see the price of gas come down, because it's a big, long trip, and the only way it'll come down is if you and you and you, Mr. America, and Mrs. America, stop using Arab oil.
So you can take your trip, huh?
I'm a veteran.
You're a veteran. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Paul on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm a Korean veteran, too. And I think that guy must have stood too close to one of those guns, because he's full of crap.
I was on board a destroyer right off the coast there as they're coming back from the reservoir.
Hey, look, pal. I'm an Air Force veteran in Korea, so don't give me this crap. Anything I fought for was so I could buy what I wanted to and do what I wanted to.
Had a depth charge.
Let me finish.
Had a depth charge fall on my foot.
Go ahead.
You shut up and let me finish.
I don't have no Air Force guy tell me to shut up. Maybe a Marine.
Oh, that's the way to go, huh? Well, I think you stood too close to one of those guns. You got to rattle something.
What's
loose
that supposed
there.
To mean?
That means you're going to drive to New England to see the leaves, and you're 6 miles per gallon Winnebago, when nobody else who did the same thing should do that. They should not buy them. Well, there's nothing I remember when I took that oath of office to become an officer in the United States Air Force that said that I was entitled to only gasoline and nobody else was.
Well, I tell
now,
you what,
that is distorted as I've ever heard.
Wait a second. If you want to sit around on your keister and stay at home with your grandkids, you go ahead. My wife and I are going to New England to see the leaves change.
I'm going to Daytona to watch the cars race.
Well, you're a veteran. You're a veteran. You have a right to do that.
No,
but the rest
where did
of
you
these,
read that?
The rest of these sorry sons of bitches have got to stop driving and use an arable.
Paul, watch your language, please.
Okay. How about that? Your grandchildren could be listening to you using that kind of language.
Well, that's okay. I don't mind.
Maybe
they haven't used it before.
And in that oath we swore we wouldn't commit treason by buying no Arab oil. Don't remember that, do you?
I want to ask you a question. When you go to New England, where are you going to buy oil that you make sure is not Arab?
I walked into one of these gas stations down where I live, and I grabbed this kid. You know, they hire these kids for $5 an hour. You know that, don't you?
Nothing to do with it.
Wait a second. I grabbed this kid and I said, you better tell me where this oil comes from. And I cuffed him.
And you
hit the kid, huh?
Let me tell you something.
He's one of these grease monkeys. And he said, Alaska, Alaska, sir. And I said, you're GD right, it does.
Hey, Sal, I live in an area.
That's how you do it.
With about 8 oil refineries.
Uh-huh.
And you don't know where that oil comes from.
You could go ahead and...
When it comes in on a tanker... It can come from Saudi Arabia. Most of it comes from Venezuela.
You can go and ask the guy. You say, listen, and listen to me good. I'm a U.S. Armed Forces veteran. Where's this oil come from? And if you lie to me, it's going to be the last lie you ever tell. That's what you do.
I don't think that me a veteran entitles me to any more privilege than anybody else.
You grab some grease monkey at a gas station and...
You better... What are these kids they hire for $5 an hour? I slapped
I'll tell you one thing. I don't care if you're a Korean vet or not. If you were siphoning gas out of my car, I'd shoot your ass.
You'd shoot a fellow veteran, huh?
Yeah, if he's doing something stupid like that. That doesn't entitle him to any special privileges.
How do you know you're not siphoning gas out of a fellow veteran's car?
Well, that's up to him to identify his vehicle duly as one owned by a U.S. veteran. You can do it with a sticker or some kind of a sign.
What?
Oh, come on. Where are we getting all this stuff?
Wait, it's very simple to put a sign, this car owned by a U.S. veteran. That way I won't siphon gas from it. Why? What's so hard to... Oh, you're laughing now.
Hey, I gotta go.
You laugh at a fellow veteran?
This guy's gonna turn my stomach. So I gotta leave.
Okay, you know what? Make sure... You know, I guess we get...
Probably not the first time you shot friendly fire either, is it, Paul? Yeah.
All right.